Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this, what is it, Saturday, July? Well, we're not in July, September 30th. Edition 2023 edition of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, sitting in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. Denise Dirk's on assignment, so sitting in her usual position of prominence and gearing up with the scornful looks to take Denise's place, which usually happens every time I even come close to telling a joke, is Garrett Penny. Garrett, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Good to be back. I always love when I get to sit in and visit.
Yeah, we love having you here. We're gonna talk a little bit about the law. We'll talk. We're gonna get into a little bit of a discussion about law prep to become a lawyer, undergrad work, and I like it when Garrett comes here because we can talk about things that are like, what is different?
You mean things that are actually applicable in life?
Yeah, things. What is different about being a lawyer from something that is common to being a lawyer that you never would have thought before you were a lawyer? We'll get into that, but we also have the smooth, silky sounds of the voice behind the glass. Cal.
Dulcet would be here. Thank you, Todd. Hey, good morning, everyone. So, Garrett, you have been a lawyer for how long?
4 years.
That seems like a long time.
It seems like yesterday.
How long did it take you to get from high school senior to getting your jurisprudence and then your actual ticket?
Well, so it's 4 years undergrad, which I did in 4 years, which is traditional, and then 3 years of law school, and then I passed the bar. Sure. So I guess I graduated in May, studied April, May, June, July, took it in July, and found out in November.
8 years.
Yeah.
I love what he said there. 4 years of undergrad work, which I did in 4 years, which is traditionally. Notice the word traditional there.
Yeah, I like that.
Unlike folks like me, I got my 4-year degree. Let's see, I graduated in high school in 1986, got my degree in 95.
Yeah.
I had a few detours along the way.
Very rare do you find someone that does it in 4 years nowadays. It's always five.
Oh, yeah. There's so much that, depending on the school you go to, you got these prerequisites and that you have to take, and then you're competing sometimes with folks that all want to take the same class. You ever have that where you go to register for a class, it's a core class, you know you needed to get your degree, and you're online. This is back in the early days of online for me, back in the 90s, but you'd schedule and you'd wait, and you'd have to find out in the mail whether you got into the class that you wanted to get into.
Oh, I could see, and I remember, you could see how many people were in the class, how many people were on the waiting list, and the problem was the athletes got priority, so they were first, they always got their classes, and then seniors and juniors, sophomores, freshmen. And the best way you could do it is if you knew an athlete or you knew a senior, they would get on the class, and then they would drop it and you'd jump on at the same time.
Oh, good one.
So if you knew that, then you can get in.
So even then, you learned how to game the system.
just practice for what I do now.
Well, I wonder what it's like now in college with the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah.
An athlete had the spot, but then he played less than 50% of the snaps during the season, and so the next thing you know, he's playing on the other side of the country, right?
Yeah.
So can people prepare to get a law degree by going to junior college first? Because that's the recommended these days to save money on the crazy cost of college. It's either get a great scholarship or start at a JC or something local or closer to home.
The funny thing about a JD is it's one of those only careers where your undergrad doesn't matter. I mean, I took Spanish as my major and family life as my minor. Why? Because Spanish, I learned Spanish, so it was easy classes for me. And then I had, because I tested out of, you know, 20 credits of Spanish, I had to take a minor. So I took family life minor. So it was the quickest, easiest one I can get the best grades.
That is hilarious. I mean, I did the same thing. Only it wasn't Spanish. It was, I have my degree in Japanese.
Yeah.
And I already spoke Japanese, and so it was the quickest way for me to get my degree. But I did the undergrad route. Cal was talking about undergrad. So I knocked out – this was something I'm trying to tell my kids. Look, there are certain classes that you're going to need to get your degree,
yes,
regardless of what you major in. And quite frankly, if you could get those – core classes out of the way for pennies on the dollar if you take it at your local community college, as opposed to, well, you get the university experience. I have a friend of mine whose daughter is at TCU. Two friends of mine whose daughters are at TCU, and you know they're living the sorority life and they've got all that, but the parents are paying through the nose so that somebody could take English 101. I'm pretty certain they teach English 101. At the community college.
At Riverside Community College or wherever you live, right? And that's the thing, is it expensive then? Therefore, because my daughter was a scholarship at Houston. She went all the way through on a scholarship from there to get her JD. That was not a difficult college experience to pay for because it was free. They did it, you know, they gave it to her. But if you just pay out of pocket, I mean, I presume that's what you did, Todd. You just said, I'm gonna do this? Or how did that work for you financially?
I had to sell my soul to the devil to get, otherwise known as student loans.
Oh, by the way, somebody's knocking at the door. He's in a red suit with a pitchfork.
Yes. You know, every time I click my heels together three times and say, I summon thee, the student loan advisor comes over to my house. So I racked up student loans for undergrad and then law school as well. And, I mean, that was kind of the trade-off. For me, that was back in the era where your parents can't keep you on your health insurance and all that to the age of 26, and you got all of this. And so for me, early on, my parents stopped claiming me on their income tax. They stopped claiming me as a dependent when I was 20 years old along in there. And of course, you can only claim up to five kids, and my parents had seven, so I was one of the
first ones.
I was one of the leftovers anyway. But the benefit for me in doing that was I was filing my own taxes early on, and so when I went to apply for student loans, mine was the only income they looked at. So, yeah. I mean, there was no shortage of, we'll loan you money, and we'll loan you money on this naive kid. Oh, you'll loan us money? You mean I'll get this and I won't have to work? Great, yeah. Will you agree to 8% interest?
Sure, whatever. That
what's that? What's interest? Nobody's interested in me. I don't even date. You know?
Where do I sign?
Yeah. But, we'll keep talking a little bit about this. I'm curious about, you know, what. It doesn't matter what you major in as long as you have your degree, but there are probably some things you could do to prepare yourself for law school if you had a little bit of foresight. It's just tough because contextually, who knows what being a lawyer is going to be like when you're 20 and stuff. But we also have to get to case or no case. This is Cal, is this another double point?
Double point Saturday. And Garrett, for whom are you playing first hour, Fred or Denise? It's your choice.
I'll stick with Fred Rico.
Good man. Stick with the man who signs the big check.
Right. Sign the paycheck.
Hey, Cal, we probably don't have enough time to get away. I mean, we're only a minute out. You can give us a tease.
We're going to talk about the woman who designed all of the little logos and screen icons for the very first Apple computers, and a little dispute that might have come up over that.
Interesting. Yeah. So we'll do that when we come back, and then we've got a lot to talk about later on, including what I'm just going to call some cases that reminded me of the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
But enough about the presidential campaign.
Oh, wow.
It was easy.
Don't go away. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a moment.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations all around the country, coast to coast. And, of course, now our streamers up on RadioLawTalk.com. Wherever you're listening, all we can say is thank you and stay tuned.
Explain what happened. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now. If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick quack car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick quack car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Have you outgrown?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
A man from Northern BC says he was fired after saving a moose on his way home from work.
Oh no. Is this real life?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Saved. Fired for saving a moose on his way home from work.
He showed up late for work.
Well, yeah, exactly. And he wasn't supposed to touch a moose. It's Canada. You don't touch a moose in Canada.
Yeah, they probably let him keep the job, but the story started to unravel when he also claimed that there was this flying squirrel that was following the moose around.
Fan mail from some flounder?
Yeah, nothing up my sleeve. I'm a child.
I love that stuff.
I'm a child of cartoons.
Ain't we both? Ain't we all? Ain't we all? You're also, by the way, Todd, a victim of case or no case. Did you know
this? Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Cupertino, California, Susan Kerr is so famous, very famous, but few of us honestly know why. She designed many a logo for the early computer industry, Apple, IBM, a myriad, even the next computer with Steven Jobs or whatever that was, a myriad of popular software titles and screens. One day, Susan saw her computer screen on the new Macintosh computer and called Steve Jobs directly and said, "Are you ever going to pay me for my work? I got like $5 a drawing from you. Am I really going to get paid?" He said, "No. Not really." That was enough for Susan. She immediately went to an attorney in San Jose to see if she might have a case or no case against Apple for using her artwork. By the way, she's also had an exhibition at a national museum later in her life. So she's a pretty famous artist, Susan Kerr. What do you think, Garrett? Let's start with you. Case or no case?
Well, you had mentioned that she got paid $5. Is that just dicta, or did she really get paid $5 for artwork?
I don't know if she actually got the money for $5, but they offered her $5. They gave her a grid pad, like an engineer's grid pad with the little blocks on it. And they said, "Well, just color that in. That way we can pixelate your art and put it on the screen." Her first one was the square picture of the Macintosh computer that on the boot up sequence of the early computers that had a face on it. That was one of her first ones. So that's what she did. That kind of early boot up artwork and stuff like that.
Okay, so she hasn't gotten paid anything.
My understanding is they said, $3 or $5 or whatever, and she said, "Look, I want to get paid. You've got millions of these computers. You're selling all kinds of money. What are you going to do about it? Give me some dough."
Well, so it sounds like they agreed on some price, $3 to $5. Was there ever a written contract?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
I think, assuming that they had at least a verbal agreement, I think there's consideration there. There's an offer and acceptance and consideration. She's owed $3 to $5. And so I think there's a case, and she wins.
Okay, so what kind of company would do that to somebody? Todd, what do you think? Go ahead.
I'm just cracking up here because, first, Garrett used a legal dicta. I guarantee you.
I like
you.
That word. That's what you can tell he's been in law school just recently.
Or too much research, I guess.
So dicta, when you're reading a case that's an opinion that's written by the court, dicta would be sometimes language. The court says, they'll talk about something, but it's not controlling. It doesn't.
It's like their opinions, but not the opinion about the case.
Yeah, it's not specific to the case, but they'll talk about something, but it's not necessarily as persuasive or controlling authority as their actual holding of the case. But here you got Garrett analyzing this in terms of, you got offer and acceptance, you have consideration, all the elements of typical contract law, and I'm over here going, all right, I'm thinking Cal was on the toilet the other day and came across.
I'm thinking, what does Mike Ditka have to do with that?
it's just that for case or no case, there's the legal analysis and then the often more entertaining, what the heck was Cal thinking when he did this? but look, I will go to basic contract principles, I suppose. Before Apple took off, I think the only people that really believed that Apple was going to take off were like Steve Jobs and Wozniak.
Yeah.
They
had a third partner that bailed on them.
Yeah, the nerds that were all sitting there in that garage in the South Bay and building computers, and well, I'll be dang, this thing kind of took off. And so, you know, you can almost see they go to somebody who's an artist. Hey, we need you to make eye contact. And believe me, I don't know how much artistic ability it really took to make an arrow to follow the mouse around, or the little the look of the disc, or a stick figure of a person. You know, I mean, those are pretty basic icons early on.
But they needed them. Yeah.
But you wonder if somebody early on is just like, yeah, well, I'll throw you a bone. There you go. And to demand money after the fact, it's like, look, you agreed to provide this stuff to Apple.
She also agreed to provide the famous Chicago typeface down the road, you know, the big one that was on the Mac. So she did a lot of work for them.
So I think that this is a scenario. I'm going to say it's not a case. This is a scenario. But I think, you know, it's not necessarily a case that anything got filed. Maybe Apple, after the fact, decided to throw her a few bones. But I don't think it ever made it to a case. And pretty much, I think that anything that she did can be considered donated. If you wanted payment for it, you should have negotiated that before it happened. Whatever she was given at the time, if it was a couple of bucks, $5 here, $5 there.
Stanford sophomore ain't hip enough to say, man, if this brand takes off, I'm going to be making bank. And that's really the story here.
Yeah.
She could not foresee how well her artwork would be used and how much.
And I don't think she can come back after the fact and say, boy, I didn't know it was going to make it big. That's like somebody saying, look, you know, I didn't bet on this team winning. But if I had known, I would have. Can you still pay me as if I had made the bet?
Well, and so, it sounds like that Facebook artist. You hear about that, him?
Yeah, yeah.
About he drew a Facebook logo in their early days and got stock options, and now he's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
So it could be worth a lot.
So I say scenario, but no case. What did you say?
I say case, but she gets, you know, the bargain for $3 to $5.
Okay, and we'll get the answer when we get back after this break.
Yeah, and can you draw a new Apple icon, and what will it pay you? That's the question right there, isn't it? So we have more, including the answer to case or no case, coming up on Radio Law Talk. With Todd and Garrett, don't go away. The big show continues on this great Saturday.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
USA News update. Sources say House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is expected to urge Republicans to back a short-term funding bill with disaster relief that could avert a partial government shutdown. This after Republican lawmakers blocked another stopgap bill yesterday. The U.S. is on the brink of a fourth partial shutdown in the past decade as the chamber has been unable to pass legislation to keep the government funded after tonight. More than 25,000 workers are on strike against Detroit automakers after another 7,000 walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday. United Auto Workers expanded its strike to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike is entering its third week. Authorities in Illinois say there are multiple fatalities after a semi-truck carrying toxic anhydrous ammonia overturned and crashed into several vehicles on Highway 40 southeast of Springfield last night, causing some residents to be evacuated. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Where's Fred?
Are you people out of your mind?
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So my never-ending quest to try to guess what the source of the sound bites are. I mean, not the kitty bumps that we've had forever, but the others. Are you people out of your mind? That sounds like Joy Bear from The View.
Oh, good one. It was Judge Judith Chandler.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea who you're talking about on anything.
Judge Judy. Never heard it yet.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Judge Judy.
Don't tell me that wasn't required watching in law school. Come on. Oh,
yes, because it's so accurate and realistic.
Yeah.
Hey, but she's making good money.
Oh, no kidding. I mean,
$22 million a year? That's all?
Yeah.
That's all.
Just, yeah. You know.
She'll get by.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost what I made as a law clerk.
I was just saddened that she
fired
Bert. Minus
340s.
What's that?
She fired Bert for her new show.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the bailiff?
Yeah, fired him.
Wasn't there some sort of scandal there?
I don't know what it was.
I think there was something.
Well, no, there was another one. There was another one. It was a big. And I saw this one. It was somebody was lecturing one of the like the plaintiff about so and so, and they said, look at the bailiff. He is, you know, he's married.
Oh,
he has had these problems.
That's right.
And the guy goes, yeah, hey. He never smiles. He doesn't look happy. And in the last 6 months. That bailiff has been arrested for murdering his spouse.
Yes, that's what it was.
It's like, wow, those comments did not age well.
This explains the unhappiness. Yeah. All right, so.
So our case or no case, Cal, get us to it.
Susan Kerr.
Yeah.
Designed a lot of the early artwork for the early Macintosh computers. A lot of it. In 1982, she was asked to design the typeface and screen elements for Apple, the Chicago typeface, all the icons on the original Macintosh computer. I asked if she went back at them afterward and said, you guys going to pay me or what? And the company said, no, we won't pay you, but we will hire you. And she said, good, I like that more than stock options. It sounds more stable.
Big mistake.
Yeah, so yeah, she got the income, and now she has displays all over the country in museums and so on. So, yeah, Susan Kerr did fine for herself. Apple did it. There was no case ever filed. So both of you get a couple of points, or 4 points, right? No, wait. Bob, you get four. You get...
Yeah, I said a case, and you should get your money.
All right, next time... Have you ever been driving down the freeway and a gravel truck showers your car with stones, messing up your paint and your windshield and all of that? That's what our next case or no case is about next hour. Now back to the show, guys.
Back to the show. I shouldn't laugh. I really shouldn't laugh. What if somebody says comedy... tragedy plus time equals comedy. I don't know if there's been enough time for it to be comedic, but there's a...
That's why many comedians say, oh, too soon?
Too soon? Too soon? In Texas, there is a mortuary. Mortuary's being sued because couldn't you just see, like, Abbott and Costello or any two bumbling... Any of these where there's some sophisticated crime going on, but they have the two bumbling idiots that are always messing it up. Well, an individual died in the state of Texas back in 2021.
That happens.
And the family, and he was older, he was 69 years old, and the family called a mortuary to come and pick up the body, and they sent over another mortuary to pick up the body, and they sent two younger individuals. And the claim, I believe, of the son was that the two individuals came, they went in, they took the body, they put it up on the gurney or stretcher or whatever, and they wheeled it out, and I think they had to negotiate some stairs. They wheeled it out. The son closes the door, and after closing, I think this is a key fact because it's a lack of actual witness of what happened. Closes the door. After closing the door, here's a
dun,
thump,
dun, 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 thump,
followed by a bunch of other thumps.
Oh, no.
It's like, well, he fell. Well, he's down now. Let's just drag him down the steps. Ding, 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 all the way down.
Like Home Alone.
Yes. At which point, the son looks out the window and claims that he sees one of the two individuals hunkering over the body, trying to protect it so other people can't see, and trying to get some sort of covering over the body. And when they went to, I believe it was the funeral, the family noticed that there was...
dents and bruising.
Dents and bruising, which I thought was
wow
interesting.
How can it bruise after the guy's deceased, Todd?
See, that was what Garrett, and I get the dents. See, it's smart. If they had said bumps and bruising, I'd say no way.
Yeah.
Because a bump would be the body's process of protecting the area and stuff, when that's not going to happen, so you'd have a dent. But the bruising is what was concerning to me about the claim of the plaintiffs, because, you know, the bruising that you see is the body actually moving. You've got broken capillaries and stuff, and it's the oozing out of the blood and sending blood to the areas, which all takes, in my estimation, blood pressure in order for that to happen.
A beating heart.
And blood pressure, which is caused by a beating heart.
Yeah.
But if the heart's not beating, there's no blood pressure.
But there's still blood in the veins and arteries. They could not necessarily spew out and talk bruise so quick, but ooze out, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe not a lot. Big bruising. I don't know. Maybe it's a bad makeup job.
That was the other thing, is if there was bruising, you'd think that the mortuary would be... I mean, look, if they can make a Kardashian
Oh, man.
Look the way they look. I just get out the spackle. You know, they didn't fill in any dents.
Were you about to say get out the spackle?
I mean, they do that stuff all the time. They use a material called mortician's wax. They do it all the time. They're very good at it. God bless morticians. They provide a great service. But, man, this is a tough case.
So when you go to your mortician and the mortician says, we can also wax the body, talking about filling in holes.
Right, exactly.
They're not getting them ready for the beach or anything.
Just waxing.
Yes. So, anyway, here's the deal. The mortuary is now being sued for $1 million. $1 million. And what's the primary cause of action in a case like this? I mean, it's not damages for injury or anything because the dude was dead. What's the primary cause of action?
It has to be emotional damage, right? Yeah. To the family.
It's the negligent infliction of emotional distress. And to a certain extent, I suppose they could try to do intentional infliction of emotional distress.
That's a hard one.
Those are hard ones. And I don't remember a lot from law school because it was so long ago. But I do remember that for an intentional infliction of emotional distress claim, there's very few times, very difficult to get. But one of them is in the handling of the deceased by mortuaries. They're the one that is the most prone to be subject to that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because it usually arises in a case when a mortuary cuts corners and the family finds out about it, and oh my gosh, what did you do with the body?
Yeah, we get in a hurry, something like that. And so Garrett, would you take that case?
Probably not.
Todd, would you?
It would be...
it's a hard sell.
Yeah, it's not that there's no... the case wouldn't be warranted. Anything. It's not that there's no cause of action there. It's just, it is pretty tough. For me, the biggest thing is this gap between what actually happened and what they think happened. And then this, look, I approach things from a prosecutor's standpoint. You know, when the two guys got there and picked up the body, it was already covered. They took it out, and now they're claiming that the bruises that were observable on the body must have happened after the body allegedly fell over. Well, from a defense standpoint, I'm looking at that going, wait a minute. If those bruises were there, they were there before, and you're claiming it was after so that you can avoid any liability for what happened. Because now, I mean, if they're fixing this body and they find bruising all over the place, somebody could look at that and say, did this have anything to do with the cause of death, and how were you treating Grandpa before he died?
Yeah.
So now it's an elder abuse issue.
Well, and the bruises are not necessarily impact. There are some diseases that when the blood settles in the body, it leaves discoloration. So they could have come from all kinds of places.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's a tough one, but you know, we'll see. We'll see if that one comes back on our radar later on. The lawsuit's just getting started. Don't go away. We're got more Radio Law Talk after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many outstanding radio stations all across America, of course, and many of you on RadioLawTalk.com, and we thank you for doing so. We'll be right back with much more Radio Law Talk after we break away.
Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of the... No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Round up the usual suspects.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, I'm feeling old. Feeling old, Cal. I made a reference to a movie, and Garrett looked at me like, what's that? So, Cal, you're familiar with the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
Of course.
Okay, this is the one where, what's the basic plot?
The premise is they haul around a dead guy, making people think he's alive so they can party at his house.
Yeah, and
kind of a frat movie.
And people see him, and they've got him dressed up, and it's all the shots of others. Anybody they want him to see alive, as long as it's far away, they can, like, prop up his hand and make him wave and do stuff. But the funny thing is, like, one of the funny things are all the crazy stuff that happens to the body, like when it falls off a balcony or gets catapulted or stuff like that. They bring him, oh, Bernie's okay! You know, and but he's really dead. He's really dead. And
not dead yet.
Yes, Monty Python. Bring out your dead. I'm not allowed to go for a walk. You're not fooling anyone. Okay, so there's a hospital that is being accused of having a Weekend at Bernie's moment. And the moment here is...
At a hospital?
Yes. Apparently, a surgery had been performed on, as the family alleges, and looking at medical records and comparing time of death on medical records versus time of death on the official death certificate. And so this woman went in for a procedure, and she died, okay?
She was supposedly healthy, and it was going to be routine, if you can call any surgery routine.
Yeah, they were doing a valve replacement via catheter, and that is pretty complex, but it's still routine. It requires special training, but it is routine, yeah.
And so due to complications or what have you, she was on life support, so the family thought. And so the family comes in. Family comes in right around 3:05 p.m. on the day in question, right? They come in, and the family makes the decision to take this woman off of life support, and she dies, and that is the time of death is listed on the death certificate. But, Garrett, what's the anomaly here as it relates to the time of death?
Well, the operative report apparently says she died 2 hours earlier, and they have her listed as being, well, they claim that she was, quote-unquote, fake dead for those 2 hours. I don't know what that means. Or, sorry, fake alive.
Yeah.
Fake alive.
So the medical records say she died at 1. And so the family is now claiming this hospital came, propped her up, made her look fake alive, you know, alive but maybe hooked up to the machines with the, okay, so this stuff is still working. But they made her look fake alive so that the family could come in and make a determination to terminate life support when life support wasn't needed because she died 2 hours earlier.
That's just bad, in my opinion. I mean, if those facts stand, that is just not really good at all.
You know, I'm wondering, well, did they come in and on life support, did they come in and was there a machine that showed, did they get the typical, well, despite the fact that you can, you know, hear the breathing apparatus for her and you see a heartbeat, she is brain dead, there is no brain activity. If that was the case, were they playing the heartbeat on a loop?
They must have, because she had no heartbeat. Her heart failed after that surgery.
Or they have some nurse, hidden underneath with, okay, we're just going to put up, we're going to put this up to your wrist. And, they come, oh, she can't be dead. Why? Well, because when we walked in the room, the nurse got nervous when people come in the room. The heart rate sped up, so she knew we were here. No, dang it.
I mean, the ventilator will make her chest go up and down no matter what. I mean, you know, the breathing will appear that it's happening from the ventilator, but no heart? How could they do that? And I suspect, Todd, that somebody somewhere said, they're lying on this paperwork. Somehow this came to light. I mean, don't you think that there was some kind of, what's the word we're looking for, they say in government when a guy comes out and tells tales out of school? Whistleblower.
A whistleblower?
Yeah.
That could be.
Well, I think that part of it is they thought the doctor was trying to cover something up. And the doctor supposedly wasn't qualified to do this type of operation. He had a bunch of complaints, and I don't know how he got, you know, credentials to operate there if that's the case at a hospital. But I think that's kind of what triggered the investigation into the doctor that performed this operation.
Oh yeah, the doc wasn't qualified for that procedure, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah,
that must be a big deal.
Could be.
Yeah.
It could also be, shocker, a mistake in the medical record.
No.
Here's a big instance when it happens. You get somebody that declares time of death. Let's say the time of death was 3:05, and somebody decides to use military time. Well, it's time of death, 15:05 hours. That's 3:05. That's 3:05 is 15:05 hours, right? But then you got somebody that doesn't really know military time. Okay, well, is it 15:05? Do you subtract that? And they write down 1. Instead of 3:05, because they converted the military time wrong, right? I read not too long ago. I read a medical record. this was hilarious. This is the time travel MRI, because I read a medical record that was written in February of like 2021, and in the medical record that was dictated by the doctor. In February of 2021, the doctor says, I reviewed the MRI that the patient brought with them to the medical procedure, the MRI that was performed June 15th, 2021. Mm-hmm. How did you review a June MRI of 2020, in February of 2021. I mean, did you watch Inception? And hey, Matthew McConaughey, if you're still there, tell me what the MRI says, you know?
Would somebody be covering for this, Doc, or how could this have happened inside a hospital like this? This just concerns me. You know, it sounds like there's some kind of little plot to cover for the doc or to make sure the hospital doesn't get sued for causing a mortality on a fairly routine procedure. I don't know. What do you think? It seems kind of weird to me. Very weird.
Yeah, if the facts are true and they really did, let's just assume the medical record's correct and they really did put time of death at 1 o'clock and then 3 hours later, you know, or 2 hours later, they have the family come in and, you know, take them off life support. I think that's a huge issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's assuming that's true, but I've always been told, you know, change the facts, I'll change my answer.
See, and we were talking a little bit ago about how difficult it is to get an intentional infliction of emotional distress claim. I think those facts would be one that may give rise to it. Because if you knew she was dead at 1, and then you did all of this
shenanigans.
That wasn't negligence. You intentionally did all of this to bring a family in, and you intended to do all of that, and the likelihood that the family's going to find out is pretty high.
Yeah.
And you know, how distressing it would be as a family member to think, you know.
Now you have to make this decision. Do I pull the plug or not?
Yeah.
I don't know. If the facts hold, it's disgusting. If they're not, then something's... I mean, somebody somewhere came up with a plan. I know. Let's just pretend she's alive. They'll never figure it out. Yeah. Somebody came up with that plan and thought that was... It's like a bad plot in a Lucille Ball comedy, except for the death part. You know, I mean, a dumb plan, right?
And one of those things where you make the reference to the bad plot in the movies, almost every time I was watching the show Suits.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which drives me nuts from the legal inaccuracies, but watching that, and almost every plot in that show was, you know, as uncomfortable as it would have been, telling the truth in that scenario would have almost always been the better option, and would have led to a lot less pain than what you're experiencing right now.
Well, they always have dirt on someone so they can blackmail them, because that's how accurate law is.
Yes, you always have to do that. What are other ones? We've shifted from the dead body to Suits now, but the other one, the judge called. The other side The other side went to the judge and got the trial moved up to tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? There's no discovery protocol to discover? Look, the incident happened a week ago. How are we already in trial?
Yeah.
All right, so we're through hour number one. Come back for hour number two and three. If we're not on your radio station, you can go over to radiolawtalk.com and pick things up for us. And if you have any contribution or want to, you know, chime in on something, you can hit us at 1-855-529-7234. That's 1-855-LAW-RADIO.
Stay tuned. As Todd said, Radio Law Talk continues at 6 minutes after the next hour. All you have to do is stay tuned wherever you're listening, either to your many local radio stations that they carry the show, or if not, at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.